Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty but Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. Happy Wednesday. I'm back and so excited to be here. It's my favorite day of the week.
Thank you. It's our favorite too. Hey, let's jump into the show. Lots of gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Sherry Shepherd is saying that she's not mad that Wendy Williams will not watch her new show. So Sherry was asked during an Instagram live, where else, about Wendy saying that she won't be watching Sherry's new daytime talk show. Sherry said that she's not upset by it. She said the following quote: "I did hear Wendy say that she will not be watching me on my new show, and that's okay. I know, I understand. I'm not mad at Wendy. She's going through a lot. I would say to everybody that we should be praying for Wendy right now." Ooh. So in February, it was revealed that Sherry would be taking over the time slots that previously belonged to the Wendy Williams show in different TV markets. So after a decade, Wendy basically got fired. Sherry had been filling in, if you remember at first. Wendy was just on a hiatus. She had some health issues. She was just on a hiatus, Donnie. And they were going to have different people fill in. One of them were Sherry. It became clear Wendy would not be coming back to the show. And now Sherry has the full-time gig. It's her show now. It's tricky, isn't it? Because Wendy still has a large following. She still has a large fan base. You want her to pass the baton graciously. She ain't going to do that. Let's be clear about that. So I think Sherry saying she gets it and she's okay with it, I think that's smart. I think saying we should all be praying for Wendy, I don't think I would have gone that far. How would you handle it? How do you think Sherry did?
I think Sherry handled it fine. I think, look, if we all think Wendy is not watching that premiere episode, we are all mistaken. We all know Wendy is not going to be able to control herself. Right. I would do the same thing.
I'd watch it. Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I would every word, and I would critique. Oh, I did that better. Oh, yes. I could have done that better. You know she's going to watch. She might not watch a month in. She might not watch 3 months in, but she's going to watch that first week. She's curious.
She's curious. Yes, yeah. She's curious. She's going to watch it. We've all had jobs that we've been fired from or pushed out of, and we're furious about it. None of us just move on like it's all good. TV is difficult, though, because they want Sherry to not only keep the Wendy audience, but build upon it. So they don't want to upset Wendy. But at the same time, Wendy is a loose cannon. She's not just going to play along because the company wanted to. In fact, I'm told there's already been crisis PR management discussions, meetings about what are they going to do the first week. So in September, when Sherry's show debuts, they expect Wendy to come at them and come hard. I think she will. I know Wendy pretty well. I think she's going to have a lot to say that first week. Do they ignore her? Do they fight back? So Sherry continued on the video saying, "I'm truly concerned about her, Wendy, because I don't think that there's anyone around her protecting her. And it's really hard when there's no protection around you. Just a lot of people hanging on." Ooh, that's tough, isn't it? That is tough. Sherry, I like that you're okay with her not watching, but I think you're getting onto dangerous ground here. Potentially true, but this is not going to help you when Wendy hears this. She will see it. And so Sherry said also too that they never ran in the same circles. Sherry lived in Los Angeles. Wendy was a New Yorker, is a New Yorker. And she said, "We were friendly, but sometimes stuff doesn't pan out as far as friendships are concerned." So these two met at a few award shows. They met backstage at different TV shows. They changed numbers. It never panned out. So they're not really that close. Donnie, this is going to explode. This, get your popcorn. Sit back. This first week of the Sherry Shepherd Show, it's going to be something. Wendy's going to react.
Well, and Sherry is she has a lot to live up to. If Sherry's ratings do not beat Wendy's ratings or come close, Wendy's going to feel like she won.
Right. Oh, the pressure's on, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Sherry Shepherd says that she's not mad that Wendy has confessed that she won't be watching Sherry's new show. Would you be mad? Would you be mad if the person that had the job before you would not be watching? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie, what naughty story are you working on, though?
Oh, Jesse Williams. He literally broke Twitter and broke the internet with his rather nice, long member. So the Grey's Anatomy star, he's no longer in Grey's Anatomy, but he's in a new Broadway play called Take Me Out, and he strips down completely naked, and we're talking about full frontal nudity.
It is
out there for the world to see, and it's rather nice, I'm not going to lie. I did look myself.
Yes,
and he's coming out, and he's basically saying it's not that big of a deal for him to be naked. He was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and he goes, it's a body. Once you see it, you realize it's whatever, it's a body. Yes, Jesse, but it is your body.
It is your body.
And your body is rather nice.
Rather nice. So he said this literally hours before not suitable for work photographs and video of him were published from the play. So I was meant to go to this play and I wasn't well the night I was meant to see it. I'm furious now. And so I didn't go. But friends of mine that went said, it's like a Madonna concert. On the way in, you have to put your phone in a bag and then it's sealed. So you can't take pictures. But get this. He was nominated for a Tony Award yesterday. Within 24 hours, we get to see maybe his biggest award of all time, Donnie. Something that I would now vote for him. I know it's terrible. So is this just a genius PR move? 24 hours ago, Tony nomination. Now the internet is blowing up with naked pictures and video of him, where we should point out again, he's a very big talent.
Very. Come on. If this was like a Bill O'Reilly was in the play, I don't think we would be saying it's a body. It is whatever it is. It's because it helps that he has a nice body.
He has a very nice body, a beautiful pace, and a massive you-know-what. We're going to keep moving along before we get in any trouble. Prince William attended the opening of Parliament. So the Duke of Cambridge attended the opening of Parliament for the very first time. This is a key constitutional role that his grandmother has always done, but she's not feeling very well. So his dad, that's the Prince of Wales, and the Duke of Cambridge, they went together to open up the new Parliament. The Queen's having mobility issues. Charles, he did it for the very first time. His mom is 96 years old. She's only ever missed this a couple of times in her reign, and she's been there now for almost 70 years. Both time that she missed it in the past is when she was pregnant. She did not go then. Now, Charles was wearing the full military regalia. He looks very much like a prince of England, soon to be king. He is 73 years old himself. He arrived at the Parliament. The trumpet fanfared, and then they had the national anthem, God Save the Queen. Once the Queen passes, that anthem will become God Save the King. The word can just change in and out. I know it's useful, isn't it? And so he was seated beside the Queen's crown. He was flanked by his wife Camilla and his eldest son, Prince William, who's destined to be king himself one day. Charles delivered the Queen's speech from the consort throne, which is symbolically a little bit shorter. I think it's about an inch shorter than the actual throne. So he can't sit on the throne yet because he's not the king. What I'm told here, big picture is going on. Slowly, or maybe quite quickly now, we are starting to see the transfer of power from Queen Elizabeth to Charles. She's 96. It's not suddenly going to get better. She's not suddenly going to feel great and doing cartwheels. It's 96, and she's aware of that. The palace is aware of that. And now we're going to see a lot more of William and Charles taking over these really significant moments, these roles. I think it's sort of beautiful, but at the same time, it's really sad.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. This is a bitter reality that the Queen's reign is slowly winding down. And I think it's something that we have to get used to. I think, if anything, I would love to be a fly on the wall of in the room that she's in and just what she feels at moments like these. Because it has to be bittersweet. She has to be happy that finally, you know, her family and people that she loves is taking over. But also it means that her time is winding down.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of a little bit like Wendy Williams and Sherry Shepherd, isn't it? I know. I know. Let's hope the Queen does not pull a Wendy here. So Britain will be holding 4 days of celebration to mark her Platinum Jubilee in June. Buckingham Palace has said that she's planning on attending most of the events. Most of them, but not all of them. And they're not going to confirm which event she's going to until the day of. That tells you it's going to be a last-minute decision whether or not she is up to it. Hey, we're sending you the best, bittersweet, bittersweet. Hey, what's going on with Kelly Ripa? I love her.
Oh, real quick, so I'm dog sitting. Why is it that dogs, they literally wait until the most inopportune time? We're in the middle of recording. She's like, let me go grab this toy that squeaks as loud as possible.
We're all friends here. I heard a little squeak, and then yeah, I saw like, you give somebody a sharp stare. I'm glad to know it's a puppy and nobody else there, Donnie. What's the doggy's name?
Her name is Eleanor. She's
Hello,
beautiful.
Eleanor. It's a beautiful name and a beautiful puppy. Carry on, Eleanor. Squeak away. We're all friends on the Naughty But Nice show. What's going on with Kelly Ripa?
Well, Kelly Ripa, she says that she's really bummed out by her COVID-19 diagnosis. And she was talking to co-host Ryan Seacrest and guest co-host Allie Wentworth.
Oh, yeah.
And she was on the phone with them, and she was like, I feel fine. Thank you for checking in. She goes, I'm just irritated. Speaking to Allie, who recently had COVID herself, she goes, I'm sure you know. You could be just as careful as you want. Somehow it found a way. I'm just really bummed out. I think this agrees. Yes, the virus isn't controlling our everyday lives anymore, but we have to remember it's still there. It still exists, and we have to be careful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was bummed when I found out I had COVID. I got it twice. I didn't even know I had it the first time because thankfully I'm fully vaccinated. Had I not been vaccinated, my doctor said I would have definitely known that I had got it. And so I used to be Ali Wentworth's publicist. I've known Ali for forever. She's really close with Kelly. And so I think they had a really honest conversation, which is, you know, when you try to do everything right, when you're so careful and then you still get it, it's a real bummer. Like for 2 years, I stopped seeing my friends. I was washing my hands, I was wearing my mask, I was trying not to go on public transportation, I was not going to restaurants, and then when I found out I'd got it, I was like, oh, bummer. So I definitely know how she feels. Have you been diagnosed, Donnie? Did you get it at all or nothing?
Nope, knock on wood, all these years, still haven't got it.
Amazing, amazing. We're sending you our love, Kelly, and we totally understand. As she said, it is irritating. I'm told she's doing fine. She's staying home to not spread it, but she doesn't feel too bad, thank goodness. And it did sort of mess up her mother day. She said that all the kids were out of there like rats on a sinking ship. They all ran away from her and left her alone. Hey, quickly before we go to break, Jeopardy fans are furious at Maya Malik, and that she's returning as the host. So for the past couple of months, the duties of hosting the show have been up to the former champion, Ken Jennings. He's now announced that he's going to be taking a few months off, and Maya Malik is coming back, and suddenly all the haters are coming out really angry about this. They don't seem to want her to return. They've been cruel about her weight, her hairstyle, her clothing. Some people are tweeting that 4 weeks without Ken is going to be terrible. They don't want her back. One person chimed in. They feel like the pace of the game is off without Ken. So this is going on and on and on. I think the response is awful and probably sexist, may I say, too. But I think big picture here, Jeopardy has to decide who's the host. We want to know. I like Maya Malik the most, but I totally understand people that like Ken Jennings. Pick one. Pick one, and then we'll all come around slowly but surely. This splitting it worked at first, but now I think we know they're the final two. Guys, decide who's going to be the host. What do you think, Donnie?
Oh, no. People are creatures of habits. They like what they want, and they want to see the same face all the time. It's why Wheel of Fortune has kept Pat Sajak and Vanna White around forever. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. It's because people show up and they want to see people that they know and they trust to do something. And when you change it on them, it just kind of weirds them out.
It weirds them out. You get used to it, don't you? You really do. Hey, but let's all be a little nicer. We don't have to be so mean to Mayim, and let's hope they decide who's going to be the host sooner than later. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donny Meacham. Hey, Donny, let's get to the polls. So, yesterday, it was so embarrassing. I did not write down the poll and the results on my little envelope. So I have cards while I'm doing the show and so that I know what's going on. So I forgot to do it. So yesterday we had no poll, we had no result. But today we do. We talked about, we asked you, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra are reflecting on their daughter's roller coaster health journey. Some ups and downs there. Very surprising. Our question was, are you surprised that they are talking about this? Are you surprised that they're not continuing to keep it private? 70% are shocked. They thought that this would be more private. They're a very private couple. It's a difficult line because they're so famous, but yet they want to be so private with their kids. I think they're doing a beautiful job of walking it quite carefully. What do you think, Donny?
I'm going to be cynical here. I think somehow somebody found out and it was going to be a release, and so they jumped and got ahead of it.
That often happens when an outlet, yep, when an outlet approaches them and says that they're going to write about this, they jump the gun so that they tell you themselves you might be right. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. Well, Camila Cabello, she's really opening up about her mental health struggles and how she's discussing her supportive friendship with Selena Gomez, who also is very open about her mental health struggles, kind of helps her through. She says she feels far more grounded these days, but she still faces difficult moments. Last month, she posted a photo of her on the beach and people went crazy and they talked about her weight. And so she basically clapped back and was like, look, guys, we have got to stop, you know, dissing women's weight. It really affects how they feel about themselves. Well, now she's gone a step further in a new interview, talking about how her friendship with Selena Gomez, how they're able to really talk to each other about important life moments. She says she is somebody that's always been so supportive, a really great friend and a person with great values. She's empathetic, loyal, and honest.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love hearing this about Selena Gomez. I love Camila Cabello has somebody in their lives. It's really important to have that one friend that you can be totally honest, empathetic, loyal with. I love this. Our nicest of the day, the both of you. Now, our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty.
Shame.
Tina Fey is saying that Kevin Spacey hit on her after SNL. So Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were giving good gossip as part of a conversation they were having on Netflix, and the former SNL stars were asked, who's the most famous person that's ever hit on you? And Tina Fey's answer was really surprising. She said, it's a kind of a weird thing that happened to me. But one time when Kevin Spacey was hosting SNL at the after party, it was late, and Kevin Spacey tried to hit on me. And that's what Tina said. She was like, what? And who is this little performance for? Spacey came out as gay amid his Me Too scandal. In 2017, multiple men accused Kevin Spacey of sexual misconduct. Really strange. Of all the people in the world, Kevin Spacey, you're our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
I send myself a kind message every night before I go to bed, Donny. I text myself something really nice, and it's the first thing I read every morning, and it sets my day up for success and kindness. And so it doesn't have to be a huge poem, or it doesn't have to be dazzlingly witty, because the truth is, the fact you're saying it is much more important than whatever you could possibly say. Communicate kindness with yourself and put yourself at the center of your life. You know what? You have to do the work if you want to get the results. And if you want the results of being happy and kind, send yourself a little text. Each night before you go to sleep, before you turn off your phone, send a little nice message, something that you'll forget about. And then when you wake up in the morning, it's like a little gift. It's worked really, really well, miraculously so for me. Just a little tip. Maybe you should try it too. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donny Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review. Even Eleanor would like to get a nice review. Woof, woof, I hear you with your squeaky toy, Eleanor. And remember, don't worry, it's all fine on this show. We're very casual. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.